maybe everything. 15. Needing to piss that bad was weird, because pissing was the last thing Brian Smith had done before leaving the million-dollar campground. And once he'd clambered over the fucking rock wall, he hadn't been able to manage more than a few drops, even though it had felt like a real bladder buster at the time. Brian hopes he's not going to have trouble with his prostrate. Trouble with the old prostrate is the last thing he needs. He's got enough other problems by the hairy old Jesus. Oh well, now that he's stopped, he might as well try to fix the styrofoam cooler behind the seat. The dogs are still staring at it with their tongues hanging out. He tries to wedge it underneath the seat, but it won't go. There's not quite enough clearance. What he does instead is to point a dirty finger at his rotties and tell them again to never mind the cooler and the meat inside. That's his. That's going to be his supper. This time he even thinks to add a promise that later on he'll mix a little of the hamburger in with their Purina if they're good. This is fairly deep thinking for Brian Smith. But the simple expedient of swinging the cooler up front and putting it in the unoccupied passenger seat never occurs to him. "You leave it alone," he tells them again, and hops back behind the wheel. He slams the door, takes a brief glance in the rearview mirror, sees two old ladies back there. He didn't notice them before because he wasn't exactly looking at the road when he passed them. Gives them a wave they never see through the caravan's filthy rear window, and then pulls back onto Route 7. Now the radio is playing Gangsta Dream 19 by Outrageous, and Brian turns it up, once more swerving across the white line and into the northbound lane as he does so. This is the sort of person who simply cannot fix the radio without looking at it. Rap rules, and metal rules too. All he needs now to make his day complete is a tune by Ozzy. Crazy Train would be good. And some of those Mars' bars.